COVID numbers in Massachusetts are ticking upward, both in the number of cases and in the wastewater sampled in the Metro Boston area. Health experts say they're not expecting a wave like Omicron, but rather what they call a swell. WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel joins us now to explain what that means. Good morning.
Good morning.
So first off, what do we know about the current COVID situation?
We've seen a definite increase in recent weeks. COVID in the Boston area wastewater has more than doubled in the past 2 weeks, and case counts are rising too, as you said. There are a couple of things behind this. First, experts say the variant that's spreading is called BA2. It's a cousin of Omicron, and it's very contagious. Second, people are easing up on precautions like masking. Here is Sam Scarpino from the Rockefeller Foundation's Pandemic Prevention Institute.
So I think it's very clear that we're entering into a resurgence. What's less clear is how long it's going to last and how severe it's going to be.
Scarpino says one challenge is that many states, including Massachusetts, are scaling back on PCR testing, which is a major source of data. So it can be hard to know exactly where things stand at this moment in the pandemic.
So despite the uncertainty, you say that some experts are using the term swell to describe what we're experiencing right now, not surge. So what does that mean?
So with Omicron, the wave was big. We saw a sharp increase in cases, but for a relatively short period of time. A swell is more moderate, but it may last longer. Here's Scarpino again.
We may experience even more disruption in our day-to-day lives with a swell if we don't take action, just because it will persist for so much longer. You have teachers out of work, pilots and flight attendants out of work, and that will just lead to compounding disruptions.
He thinks Massachusetts is somewhat buffered against a big wave because we have high vaccination rates and a lot of immunity from all those infections during Omicron. But our weather isn't quite as warm as places further south, and that helps with ventilation, opening windows, and moving activities outdoors.
And Gabriella, Ashish Jha, the new White House COVID czar, says he's not overly concerned. Do you expect that we'll see hospitals stretched thin again, as we saw with Omicron?
It is impossible to know for sure, but experts I spoke to think we're not heading in that direction.
I'm pretty optimistic that we won't have the kind of horror that we had over the first 2 years, and I really mean horror. My sense of it is that the level of immunity in the population has reached a point where really severe disease is being prevented.
That's Jeremy Lubin, a professor at UMass Medical School and part of the Massachusetts Consortium on Pathogen Readiness. He says people are still being infected, but not as many are getting severely sick. That's good news. But of course, there's still the risk of long COVID, and our immunity from prior waves and from vaccination and boosters could also be waning. We are seeing the number of hospitalized COVID patients start to increase in just the last few days. But Lubin says if you look at South Africa, which already saw BA2 take over, and there's actually now some different variants there, but the country has not seen a big spike in hospitalizations and deaths.
So, Gabriella, as we hear about the case numbers rising, the CDC has extended the federal transportation mask mandate for an additional 2 weeks. I mean, what advice are folks being given? How careful do they need to be?
The public health experts I consulted say that personally, they are masking indoors in public places. Masks have become a polarized issue, but as a public health measure, it's low cost and effective. Scarpino argues we need more free and easily available testing. He recommends everyone use rapid tests before gathering indoors with unmasked and unfamiliar people. He also says we need to push to get more people vaccinated.
So acting now is the best thing we can do to keep schools open, to keep hospitals open, you know, to try and keep the planes running on time. And if we wait, then we will lose that initiative and we may end up having to take more extreme actions.
And Deb, I should mention that K-12 schools have been seeing more COVID cases, and spring break is next week for a lot of kids. Experts say that's an unknown and could be worrisome because travel can spread the virus.
WBUR's Gabriella Emanuel, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.